Rogue free-ranging chickens in a West Auckland suburb are finally being rounded up and taken to new homes. At least 200 chooks have made Titirangi their home, and while they're popular with some, the birds have also been blamed for attracting rats, harming native birds, and even holding up traffic. Our reporter Chen Liu was there as contractors tried to wrangle the birds.
Dozens of roosters, hens and chicks gathered around a car park at the Titirangi War Memorial Park today, where contractors had placed food to lure them. It's the second day of the Great Chook Roundup. After the local board voted to move them out of the area for rehoming, the contractors will keep coming back until they've rounded up all the stragglers. Close to 30 have already been caught this week and taken to Kumil for a vet checkup before they are sent to a new home. Waitakere Ranges local board chairperson Greg Pressland says there are simply too many chooks.
They scratch around the kauri and they may feature in the spirit of kauri dieback. They were getting rid of the undergrowth. They were scaring the native birds away. Native bird life seems to have gone down. They were messing everywhere and they were a bit of a traffic hazard.
Local resident Heather Kearns says she wants the chickens to be treated well.
I don't think they're safe here, and I think they do cause a danger to other people here. So that's a worry, and I can understand that the people who have to drive through this area all the time would find it quite hard, and you know, worrying about running them over.
Another woman, Talina Hansen, agrees.
I think it's cool that we've got free-range chickens. I think it's unique to Titirangi, but I think the numbers that they are in at the moment is, it's an overpopulation. So I think it's good. And, of course, probably better for them as well in the long run.
At the Kumil showgrounds, the captured chickens wait for a vet check. Graham Ashby is doing the checkups.
I am checking for any lice or mites, which we expect in the wild, coming from other birds, you know, sparrows and anything that they're coming in contact with, but I haven't found anything yet. Also checking to make sure they're well muscled, and they are, and their crops are all full, so they're clearly eating currently and doing really well.
For any chicken that is not fit enough to be taken to a new home, an animal rescue farm is ready to help them recover. Danny Prance from Rodney-based New Beginnings Rescue and Rehoming says they'll ensure any of the unwanted birds find a nice home.
None of our animals go to anyone that will eat them or slaughter them after a certain age. So we ensure all animals go to forever homes and forever homes only. It takes several months for them to heal. They generally get a name by that stage and generally stay with us because we just fall in love and it's just too hard to separate.
Some of the healthy chickens are going to a farm in Ardmore in South Auckland. Peter Alexander from Bees Things, a beehive rental business, runs the farm. He says fences have been put up to give the chickens a safe space of their own, hundreds of thousands of square metres. The chickens will have company too, the cows, ducks and chickens already on the farm, and they'll have food and get a job to do.
This is a win-win situation for the chickens and for us. The chicken go in between the beehives and pick up the dead bees that the bees are throwing out, and we don't have to deal with cleaning that up. So they do us a service, and for that we keep them.
The chicken capture continues for a couple of weeks to round up all 200 of the birds. The local board says they are going to ensure the chickens are not separated from their families, known as clutches, when rehomed. Mo te hotaka o te ahiahine ko chan leo te nei.